Yeah, the Petersburg Paddle Workshop is the first one for us for 2015. We have Doug Chilton and Jim Seller coming down. It'll be a three-day event. Well, they'll be down to make actually canoe journey paddles, paddles that you can actually paddle with, whether you're in a canoe or a rowboat. It might be a little difficult in a kayak, but I think it could happen. And so the paddles are, Petersburg has requested red and yellow cedar boards this year, so it'll be a very interesting to see the different designs really pop out with the color of wood. The paddles themselves are typically about 4.5 feet tall. There won't be any, we won't be assisting this go-around with any designs on the paddles. So, and that's actually the people that keep the paddles, it's their choice whether or not they want to put design on it.
Okay, so this is forming the paddles, getting it ready, and then if you want to paint it or do whatever, carve it up, that comes later, the decorative aspect. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I made my first paddle in 2010, and I just put a design on it in 2014. It took me 4 years to figure out what type of design I wanted to put on it, because the paddle that I had made, the grain of the wood was just so beautiful, I just couldn't come to paint the design on it. It took me a while to figure out really what I wanted to put on there, because once it's on there, typically the design's probably not going to come off.
Can you tell me a little bit about Doug and Jim?
Yeah, Doug Chilton's actually it was his dream to see canoes really start coming back to life here in Southeast Alaska. And that happened in 2000, actually. Doug and Jim Zeller were invited to a tribal journey down in Washington. And at that time in 2000, Doug and Jim were actually part of canoe racing teams that were racing larger canoes, the 30-foot canoes. And Juneau was a very in thing to do in 2000. And so when they were invited down to the tribal journeys, they anticipated on a canoe race. Well, it actually turned out to be an actual longer journey. Some canoes down there had traveled up to a month to get down to the final landing date. And Doug saw a little girl out in the presentation in the gathering after the landing. She was about 6 or 7 years old, and she walked up to the microphone in her full regalia and introduced herself and her family and her clan. And he thought, you know what, we could do something like that in Alaska. And so over the years, things have slowly been moving along for the Canoe Society, and we formed our nonprofit organization in 2004, and just been moving forward since and having fun. And Jim joined in with the canoe group in 2008. His family had purchased a 30-foot fiberglass canoe, and then Jim's been the caretaker of that canoe, and he really started jumping in and joining in with Doug and the others in 2008. So we've been doing paddle workshops since about 2002. And Jim's been joining us, and he's great. He's a lot of fun, as well as Doug, to be with during the paddle workshops. They make it a lot of fun to make paddles and enjoy meals together. It's really great to have see some interest from Petersburg to come in and join in the different activities that the One People Canoe Society does. You know, like any boat, canoeing, you know, teaches teamwork, fitness, and good maritime boating safety skills. So